President Trump responds to critics ahead of visits to El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
The president dismissed his critics and said that they were actually politically motivated themselves.
Plus, FedEx announces it's ending ground deliveries for Amazon.
Over time, FedEx and Amazon have become more competitors than a customer-supplier sort of relationship.
This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to those stories, here are some other top headlines we're following today. A global drop in bond yields led to volatility in global markets Wednesday. Yields fell after three central banks in Thailand, India, and New Zealand cut rates, raising concerns about slowing economic growth. That's on top of heightened trade tensions. The yield on 10-year treasuries fell below 1.6%, ultimately settling at 1.675%. The Federal Reserve last week moved to cut rates for the first time in over a decade, and more investors are predicting additional rate cuts are on the horizon. The major U.S. indexes had regained some of their losses by midday on Wednesday and ultimately ended the day mixed. We report that suspected Iranian hackers have targeted the Persian Gulf nation of Bahrain in the past month, infiltrating critical infrastructure and government computers. Security officials say Iran could be stepping up cyber attacks amid sanctions and rising tensions with its neighbors in the region, as well as with the United States. Political turmoil continues in Puerto Rico, where the island's Supreme Court has ruled that the swearing-in of Pedro Pierluisi as governor last week was unconstitutional. Pierluisi was sworn in on Friday after his predecessor, Ricardo Rosello, resigned. Rosello's resignation came after widespread protests calling for his ousting, after leaked text messages showed him and his aides making vulgar and derogatory comments. China is warning that it will intervene if the local government in Hong Kong isn't able to control violent protests, which have been taking place for more than 2 months. The warning from a senior Chinese official in charge of Hong Kong affairs is China's most explicit to date. Demonstrations began over an extradition bill that has since been suspended, but they've since expanded to include other symbols of Chinese encroachment in Hong Kong. President Trump called critics of his rhetoric political opportunists on Wednesday ahead of his visits to Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, where mass shootings over the weekend left 31 people dead. Authorities say the El Paso shooter was allegedly motivated by anti-immigrant feelings. For more on his visits and other details, joining me now from Washington with more details on the visits is Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Leary. Alex, in the days leading up to the president's visit, there have been critics, including local politicians in Dayton and El Paso, who condemned the president's rhetoric and vocally opposed his plans to visit. The president responded to those critics at the White House today before he left for the visits.
He did. He largely referred to Democratic candidates for president, including Beto O'Rourke, who is from El Paso, and Vice President Joe Biden, both who have accused the president of fanning violence and the rise of white nationalism. The president dismissed his critics and said that they were actually politically motivated themselves. Local officials in both El Paso and Dayton leading up to today have expressed some skepticism about the president's visits there and wondering whether it would do anything to help the community grieve. While he's faced criticism from those officials and others, including Democratic presidential candidates, about his rhetoric and whether that has fanned some of the activity we're seeing.
The president also commented this morning on action the White House and Congress will take in response to these shootings, but offered few specifics. He did say, though, that there's little appetite to take action on banning assault weapons.
Right, and there is. There's no movement among largely Republicans to do anything about that. The president mentioned background checks, that could be done. He's mentioned that before, though he did not mention that in his remarks to the nation on Monday. However, what he said about background checks is still unclear to us because he didn't specify anything, and the White House has not said what he means by that. Democrats today, in response to what the president has said, have questioned whether what he's proposing, it goes far enough, including these red flag laws, which again would allow through a court order to someone to take away weapons from a person deemed dangerous. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York today said that we Democrats are not going to settle for half measures so Republicans can try to feel better and try to push the issue of gun violence off to the side. basically showing that this debate is far from over and what Mr. Trump is proposing may not settle with Democrats who are pushing for much tougher actions here.
Alex, what can you tell us about what's going on the ground in Dayton and El Paso today?
There's large protests. We just saw the president leave Dayton, and there were several hundred people there protesting his presence. There were also those who were there in favor of him, and at times it looked kind of tense with both sides sort of talking at each other. We haven't heard any reports of violence or anything, so he's definitely hearing it out there, though the press has not been able to see the president himself as he met with some victims at a hospital.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Alex Leary joining us from Washington. For our full coverage of the president's visits to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. FedEx has announced it's ending ground deliveries for Amazon. Here now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobrow. Paul, what's behind this decision? Amazon is one of the world's biggest shippers.
Well, there's a couple things going on here. Over time, FedEx and Amazon have become more competitors than a customer-supplier sort of relationship. So as Amazon's gotten bigger, FedEx has sort of pivoted and made this decision that they want to participate in e-commerce growth as a shipper and deliverer of packages, but they're going to hitch their wagons to kind of the broader e-commerce market. They're going to go after the Targets, the Walmarts, and all the way down to the small, you know, smaller mom and pop, let's say, e-commerce shippers that want to use their service.
Is this a risky move for FedEx? Won't they lose a lot of business from Amazon?
It poses risks for both sides, actually. If you think about FedEx, they said even before they canceled their express air shipping contract with Amazon, so last year, 1.3% of their revenue came from Amazon, which is around $900 million. So they're losing that, and they're going to have to find a place to get that. But their message is that we expect the parcel market, which is basically packages market, to double over the next 5 years or so. And that there's plenty of growth and opportunity in that space to make up for that $900 million. The other thing that they consider is that Amazon is a big customer, but big customers get excellent rates. So you're not going to get the most profit out of shipping for Amazon, which gets, you know, tremendous pricing compared to what a smaller shipper could get. So for Amazon, the risk is that they are losing a ton of capacity, losing a very reliable, very good shipper, a very fast shipper, at the same time as they're promising to speed up their network and that they're still seeing a tremendous growth as well. They're hoping to fill that with their own delivery network that they're building out, but there's that handoff that's going to happen, especially, you know, the rubber's going to meet the road during the peak season when there's so many more packages going out to homes. And Amazon's network isn't really tested for doing that without FedEx. I mean, this will be the first time that they're doing it without FedEx. So it remains to be seen. I mean, maybe just looking at the moves that they're making, that they are any of these contracts, that they do feel like they're comfortable enough that they will be able to handle peak and handle what they're promising to consumers at this point.
What might this mean for consumers?
You know, it remains to be seen. The challenge is we have lots of packages that we are trying to deliver at a lower cost. But delivering lots of packages is expensive. It's costly. You have to buy trucks, build sortation facilities, hire people, and all that stuff. So the real calculation is how do we lower our costs to make sure that people could still get free shipping. And free shipping, it sounds great and sounds like you're getting free shipping, but it never is free because you're paying, the shippers are paying for it, so it's baked into the price. So we'll see how it plays out. Everybody seems to be confident that there won't be too much disruption, and I guess that's all consumers should really care about at this time.
Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobrow, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.